The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
You're listening to Pure Rock Radio. Feed your addiction. Yeah!
This episode is brought to you by the Bleeding Old Blood Club with this important message. The Bleeding Old Blood Club believes life doesn't end at 40. Live life. Take that trip. Learn that skill. Get in the pit. Learn to skate or get back on your skateboard. Shred it up once again. Check us out on Facebook, the Bleeding Old Blood Club. You can teach an old dog new tricks.
I'm Matthew Honeycutt of Kublai Khan, and you're listening to Radioactive Metal.
Tonight's episode of Radioactive Metal is dedicated to the memory of former Morbid Angel guitarist Richard Brunel.
Welcome to Radioactive Metal. This is Radioactive Metal, your source for news, views, tunes, and interviews. Here are your hosts, Snowy, Rock, Corrine, and Aaron.
What is up, everyone? Welcome to a Kanye episode of Radioactive Metal. This is episode 575, and I'm Snowy White.
And I'm Aaron, and I see we've expanded the genre of metal this evening. Kanye?
Well, not really, because tonight's creature feature, we are speaking to the veteran hardcore band Kublai Khan.
There we go. That's way better.
So this is a special Kanye episode.
Dude, you're killing me.
Come on, that's clever, man.
So
that's clever.
It's very, very clever. It's very clever. You had me worried for a minute. I'm like, we're already expanding into wrestling. I'm like, I don't know much about hip hop. I'm going to have to get brushed up here.
Won't be any of that.
So I have a question for you up there in the Great White North. Is it turning into fall yet?
Yeah, unfortunately, it's been kind of miserable the last couple of days.
Like, what's your temperatures but like?
It's right now, it's 5 degrees right now.
Oh, and
it's
Celsius.
It's raining. Yeah.
I'm going to learn what Celsius means. But wait a second, it freezes at zero. That's freaking cold, right?
Nah, not really, no.
Okay, all right. I really don't understand Celsius. I'll have to work on that one.
But, well, you're right. Zero is the freezing point of water, but we're not wimps up here. Like, come on.
Well,
it's gorgeous.
You know, it's like I was thinking about this because, and I promise this is going somewhere, but I was thinking about this because, you know, down here, like, I can't figure out why anybody wanted to live here. I'm like, well, I guess, you know, if you're sailing across the ocean and you get off the ship, you're just like, oh, thank goodness, I'll put down anywhere. I don't care. And, you know, and so people stayed here, right?
Uh-huh.
But then I was thinking about where you live. I'm like, well, somebody wanted to go there because you're in the middle of Canada. Like, that's the middle of nowhere, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, I know. So, you know, people went there with purpose. And so that's pretty impressive. But I was asking if it's fall because as we record this, tomorrow is the first day of October.
Mm-hmm.
October is a very special month here for Radioactive Metal because we start the horror movie challenge.
Yes, sir. But
not only is it going to be October, but I mean, when fall's here, that means that you need to grab a cup of True Cult Coffee, TRVEKVLTcoffee.com. Subscribe today. They're a proud sponsor of the show. They've been sponsoring us for a while. And that is exactly what you need to get through the chilly fall of the north. For myself, down here in South Carolina, it is going to be a super chilly 71 degrees tomorrow when I get up at 5 a.m. to walk. And it's probably going to get just a slight bit warmer and make it up to probably 90. So for us down here, we're going to be icing that bitch, right? We're gonna be having iced coffee. But for the rest of you that like actually have fall and leaves changing and can like enjoy this kind of weather, enjoy it with a cup of True Cult Coffee, TRVEKVLTcoffee.com, TRVE.KVLT.coffee for the Insta pages and the Twittergrams. So enjoy those. And so what's going on here this week, Snowy?
Actually, we have got a lot. Like I said, we have a kick-ass creature feature. We have a really cool indie spotlight. Unfortunately, at the top of the hop, there's some good and bad news that we have to get into and all sorts of cool stuff. But before we get into it, like you said, yes, it is October. As we speak, in just a couple hours, it will be October 1st. And like you said, here at Radioactive Metal, one of the things that I've been doing now for probably about 10 years now is the horror film, the 31 Days of Horror Film Challenge, where you basically watch 31 horror films of the month of October leading all the way up to Halloween. And it starts tonight. I'm so excited.
I'm excited too.
Yeah. I put it out. I put the challenge out there on my own personal Facebook. And I believe it's also on the Radioactive Metal Facebook. And I'm going to keep everyone up to date on what's going on. And I put it out there. I threw the gauntlet down. I said, who's going to step up and who's going to take Snowy on for this particular challenge? Now, you might think, well, I love horror films. That sounds great. It's October. Yeah, I can do it. It's harder than one might think, especially if you have a life. You know, because I know with the amount of shows that I go to and doing this show, and I've been maintaining an awesome marriage for the last 30 years. I would like for that to continue. You know, for friends, families, the baseball playoffs have started and all that. There is so much going on. Like, if you have a life, this is really a challenge.
I mean, so. I think for you, it just comes down to, like, balance. So instead of seeing, like, 31 shows in the first week of October, try to see only 15.
I don't know, man.
It's going to grab your style, I know.
I don't know. Coming up this week, starting tomorrow, I got like 3 or 4 shows and all that. So it's going to be tough. But it's a good tough. I'm looking forward to it as I am every year this time. Before we get on to everything else, little bit of house cleaning. I want to say hello, horns up, and happy birthday to our good buddy Corrine, who is spending her birthday week, or whatever you want to call it, just south of me a couple hours in Minot, North Dakota. She's visiting family there for her birthday. So hello, sweetheart, happy birthday. As well, the big boss man, Rich, over at Pure Rock Radio, it's his birthday this past weekend as well. Hello, my friend. Thank you. Happy birthday, and thank you for everything that you've done these past, well, 13 years now. Holy shit, has it been that long? And I can't believe he's put up with us for this long. Like when you think about it, if someone is going to get tired of my shit and it's not Mrs. Snowy, then it would be Rich. But hey, good on him.
He does have the patience of a saint.
He does. He definitely does. And for Mortician fans, more fans of the Mighty Mortician, it is Mr. Will Rahmer's birthday today. And I don't know how old he's turning. He's not much older than we are, though. Happy birthday, sir. And I don't know, dude, without further ado, I would suggest that we get on with it.
We've been very busy this week. Here's our metal fix.
Okay, dude, what you got?
All right, man. So it's October, and October is the one month of the year that I feel normal.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, as metal fans, we can embrace all the macabre things that we enjoy. For whatever reason, horror and heavy metal have gone together for so long. And I am certainly not the type of horror fan that you are. But I do enjoy things with muted color. You know, I like it turned down. I like it dark. I love a creepy evening with trees with no leaves, you know. Mm-hmm. Give me a Headless Horseman type of village any day of the week, you know?
For sure.
And this is the time of year where we can enjoy that sort of thing. So, thinking about those sorts of things, I ordered myself a t-shirt this week from a band we've had on the show, Casket Robbery.
Ah.
They have a new single out, and it is fucking killer. Like, so definitely go check it out. I am embarrassed because I can't remember it right now because I was listening to it as I was ordering. The shirt is one of the ones that cracked me up when I saw them, and it's called Beer, Cheese, and Serial Killers.
Oh. That is awesome, because I am a man of temptations, and beer and cheese are definitely up there. I hate to say it. Not so much the serial killers, well, outside of pop culture, but...
They're from Wisconsin, and they're like, Wisconsin is famous for beer, cheese, and serial killers.
And serial killers, Mr. Ed Gein, yeah. Yep. Hello, sir. Yeah.
So I thought that was pretty fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure you've heard of one Scott Ian, maybe once or twice, right?
The name rings a bell.
He's a short guy, plays guitar. Mm.
Right.
A band called Anthrax. They have a couple records out.
That's it. That's what I'm thinking, yeah.
Yeah. I think they wrote Time After Time and Bye 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 were their big singles. You know.
Okay.
Right now, so somebody's like, "What? What?" Yeah, we're kidding. It's okay. But so they did a rig rundown of Scott at Sweetwater.com because Anthrax was actually hosted there to do a recording workshop. So you could, you know, go, you know, pay money to go join this workshop, learn to record, not record any band, but record Anthrax. Like, wow, right? I mean, I would do that just to meet Anthrax, let alone to be able to record them. So as they're doing the rig rundown, he has this absolutely badass t-shirt. And it's a Ramones shirt. And I'm looking, I'm like, I don't remember that Ramones shirt. Like, that looks so weird. Like, there's something different about it. And as I'm looking closer, it doesn't say Ramones. It says Monsters. And when I look at the Ramones, it's the classic Hollywood Monsters in the Ramones pose and jackets. So the Wolfman, the Creature from the Black Lagoon, Dracula, Frankenstein, right?
The Universals, yeah.
Yeah, the Universal Monsters. I'm like, oh my goodness. And so you can find that at monstersaregood.com if anybody else is interested. Because, dude, I went out and started checking out the stuff. They also do a Ramones-type seal for the Monsters, which I absolutely love. So there's a few shirts I have my eye on here. So that's, like, everything I have right now is about Halloween.
Of course.
And I like I said, I don't partake in the super scary movies anymore. Like I used to enjoy some of them. I've never seen a single Saw movie, and we're going to keep it that way. But have you seen last year The House with the Clock in Its Walls?
No, but I've heard really good stuff.
It's really good. It's kind of a kids movie, and I ended up buying it because I loved it. And after I watched it again, I'm like, oh, no wonder poor Nicholas was terrified. Because I took him to see it last year. And he was a trooper, man. He made it. I'm like, do you want to leave? He's like, no. okay, maybe we should leave. I'm like, you sure? No. And so he made, like, it's pretty creepy. I mean, they bring somebody back from the dead. It's basically like a walking zombie going around, and it's good. It is some of Jack Black's best work. So that's fantastic. But I wanted to ask you, what do you think about the new Addams Family animated movie coming out?
You know what? You're one up on me. What is this?
So my kids definitely want to see it, because we've been seeing previews for other movies. And it's basically just the Addams Family animated. So I think it's, because I think there was an animated Addams Family on TV for a while, if I'm not mistaken, but I never really liked it. I didn't like what they did. I always preferred like the live one better. And then they did the two Addams Family movies, and I like them, but I mean, I'm not a rabid fan, because I feel like there are elements of the TV show that I don't know, were missed. And I feel like this new version is going to combine the best parts of all those things. I think the premise is they move to some neighborhood, because I've seen the preview and I just kind of want to be surprised, but I feel like they move to some neighborhood. And one of the previews, my kids crack up about this, because Wednesday is holding a red balloon and Morticia comes over. She's like, Wednesday, what do you have there? She's like, I don't know. And Morticia's looking at it. She's like, isn't there normally a murderous clown attached to the other end of this?
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my goodness, that. This is great. And my kids have seen that a couple times. Well, they went somewhere and they gave them a red balloon, and my daughter said that. And I'm like, oh, I'm so proud right now. So proud.
There we go. I like to hear that.
And one last thing here, and this is an action item for you. This is something that I know you will love and that I know that you need to check out. So I'm sure you've heard of one musician and filmmaker, Rob Zombie.
I have.
Right? And I know you're a fan, House of a Thousand Corpses, right?
Amazing movie.
As well as, you know, his Halloween remakes and all that sort of stuff. So he is interviewed on the Joe Rogan podcast.
Oh,
I'm in the middle of listening to it right now. Dude, you are going to love it. You want to talk about two people geeking out on horror.
Oh, okay.
I thought,
yeah, you got me,
dude.
You got me.
Like you're really good with your horror stuff. Like I would love to like see a conversation between you and Rob Zombie, because the stuff he's talking about. What's his name? Rogan says, yeah, there was something in the '60s, and it was this, and barely gives a description. And Rob's like, oh, that was, and just rattles it off, and Joe's like, yeah, that was the name of it. You know, I'm like, oh, that's so snowy. Oh, that's so snowy. Like, dude, you have to hear this. Like, they are just geeking out on all the horror stuff. And I mean, you know, from the 20s on up, dude. Like, they're talking about all of it. Just, oh, it's so freaking cool.
Well,
so
that's cool. That's where the name White Zombie comes from.
Oh, from the, you know, from the film.
From the movie, yeah.
Well, back never in the 30s. Together until you said that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Yeah, and of course, his wife, Mrs. Zombie, there is in all of his movies. And I think before they got together, she was in the Tubox Murders remake.
I don't know.
From a while back. Yeah, I was kind of surprised when I saw this. It's like, okay, I remember the original Toolbox. I'll pick this up, and sure enough, Sherry Moon is in the credits, and she had a part in it. So hey, right on. Cool, man. What else you got?
That is everything, sir.
Okay. For myself, well, I did manage to check out a really cool show came through town. Season of Mist recording artist and this year Juno nominees Beyond Creation came through town. We've had them on the show before. We'll have them on again. Really cool tech death thrash. Always put on a really good show. They brought in other real cool artists with them, with Fallujah and Archaic as well. There's some really cool bands. Archaic recently signed on with the Artisan Era, moving over from Unique Leader. Almost lost it there. Always a good time, always a good show, and like that is the Like, what are you doing on a Sunday night? What would you rather be doing, you know, than checking out an awesome metal show? Speaking of podcasts, I checked out, like, I listened to a lot of really cool wrestling, horror, and music podcasts myself every week. And, of course, one of my favorite is the Hellcast, which is kind of the representative of the Hell's Headbangers label and Reaper Metal Productions, which is, of course, hosted by our good buddy Reaper and his brother Justin from Hell's Headbangers. They had a really cool conversation on this episode with the Australian, what you'd call them, death and roll type band, really cool band, Womit Angel. They had a wicked conversation with them about cover songs, good and bad, because Womit Angel just recently released, and it's available on their Bandcamp page right now, on the Reaper Metal Bandcamp. They recently released a cover version of Gigi Allen's "I Kill Everything I Fuck." It's like, oh my god, oh, yeah, that sounds like Gigi. And it was a great conversation. It's the type of conversations that, you know, like you and I really enjoy having on this show. I hit the record shops as well. I found on vinyl Scorpions Animal Magnetism back to 1980. I found that on vinyl. Gotta love those old Scorpion covers from that era, where they were kind of sexualized but with that really wicked twist.
Yes.
And all that. Grab the new Disciple magazine, always a good time. And
I love Disciple.
As well. There is just some pop I've never outgrown. Okay, like when you discover metal, your tastes change, you start to mature, you know, you start listening to music that has some sort of meaning behind it. Some pop I just never outgrew. Billy Joel's Glass Houses is one record that I just never outgrew. I remember as a kid having it, my brother had it. My older brother had it on vinyl, but our record collections were interchangeable. You know, like if I wanted one of his records, I would go in his room, grab it. More often than not, he would be looking for one of mine because I had a much bigger collection than he did. Because while I was at that age where all I'm doing is buying records and reading magazines and all that, he's couple years older than me, so he's off being a teenager and all that, riding motorbikes and all that. So I had a bigger record collection than him, but he had Billy Joel's Glass Houses. It still has some favorite songs, You May Be Right, Still Rock and Roll to Me. I love those two songs.
I see, those are classic songs.
They are. I just never outgrew them, and it's always like when I'm at work and they come on the radio, it's always a highlight. Gonna get to some music here, but before we do that, a couple cool records came across my desk. Okay. The band Creeping Death. Yes, that's what they're called. Their debut record, Wretched Illusions, came across my desk. And I have to admit, like, when I saw that name, I went, really? Like, come on.
That's my first thought, too.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, not, if you're a Metallica tribute band, okay.
Yeah, which that I never even got into this week for my metal fix, because I got dragged out. Not dragged out, but a friend that doesn't get out very much. Dustin's dad, actually. DJ, hey, man. He doesn't really get out to shows very much, but there was a Maiden tribute band. Maiden Manitoba, they're called.
Nice, okay.
Yeah, they were playing, and I'm like, oh, even though there's this cool grindcore show going on, I want to hang out with DJ. He was bringing his daughter, Sydney, and her boyfriend, and Sydney's like my little sister, too. I don't really get to see them very, very often. So, yeah, I blew off this grindcore gig to go to a Maiden tribute act, but I had a hell of a time. It was a lot of fun. I'm going to post some pics up on the Insta pages. Anyways, Creeping Death, their debut record, Wretched Illusions, came across my desk. And like I said, I was a little, really? Really good, though.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah, fantastic. Really, I totally recommend it. It's just some good old school death thrash that's just you kind of like you could feel it. You know, you could feel where they're coming from and the excitement that they bring as well. You want some old school Swedish death, shall we say, but still a more current and modern band. The latest record from Entrails, Rise of the Reaper, drops October 11th, courtesy of Metal Blade. I love this band. War on Music put out some of their vinyls and all that. And yeah, it's definitely, you can feel the entombed love in this band, you know, especially their artwork and then their logo and everything, like all their past stuff. You can definitely see where they're coming from. Really, really good stuff,
and
though.
And that's www.warrenmusic.com, Winnipeg, 91 Albert Street.
You remembered.
I can't let it go. Like, for as many times that I've heard that as a fan, like, the minute you say Warren Music, I'm like, 91 Albert Street. Like,
there you go. Don't ever lose that. Well, here, let's dedicate a song to the memory of Warren Music.
Yes.
At 91 Albert. Let's drop a track from the new Entrails, Rise of the Reaper. This is Crawl in Your Guts. We'll be right back. From their Reaper Metal Productions album Under Sadistic Pressure, that is Womit Angel with the aforementioned cover of Gigi Allen. So, yeah, sorry, man. I kill everything I fuck. Sounds like a Black Widow right there. That should have been a Black Widow song.
Yeah.
You know, for sure. For sure. Yeah. Go out and grab all of this stuff. It's really cool. Just go to Reaper Metal Productions, go to their Bandcamp, buy a bunch of Reaper stuff. You know, these got some pay as you go or pay whatever you call it. But don't do that. Throw them a couple bucks. Because Reaper Metal Production is total DIY, total for the love of it, and Reaper is just a great guy, you know. So hey, can't go wrong. Another really cool guy that we had the good fortune of speaking to recently was Mr. Matt Honeycutt, vocalist of the wicked cool Texas hardcore band Kublai Khan. They recently came through town just when I needed a hardcore band the most. Between the Quebec Death Fest coming up, or that I barely survived, I came back home and there was like two metal shows in a row and all that. After all of that metal goodness, man, I was ready. I was ready for something different. And Kublai Khan fit the bill. Now, I forgot to mention this to Mrs. Snowy, that I was talking to a gentleman with the last name Honeycutt, because we are both big fans of the TV sitcom MASH.
Me too. I started thinking, like, was BJ there? You know?
Was BJ there? Yeah. No, Mr. Matt Honeycutt from Kublai Khan spells it a little bit different, but nonetheless, he made for a really interesting interview. And the thing that really stands out, and I kind of mentioned this in the interview as well, here is a gentleman, gets on stage, full of rage, killing it, just, you know, just the way a hardcore vocalist should, but he's really soft-spoken, and you just wouldn't know it.
You know, I think that's really the case, though, with somebody who's really good, because if they're really channeling that emotion and really making you feel it, they're leaving it all on the stage, man.
Oh, for sure.
They're just draining it right out. That's probably the best therapy in the world.
You know? Definitely, definitely. And it was one hell of a show, and Kublai Khan is one hell of a band. So before we get into our chat with Mr. Honeycutt, we are going to play the latest single from their new album, Absolute, which drops October 4th. So I think it drops the day that you are listening to this.
The same day you hear it.
Yeah. So as soon as you're done listening to this, make sure you run to your cool record shop and grab a copy of Absolute. So without further ado, I'm going to pour another Lemmy here, and we're going to kick back and listen to our chat with Kublai Khan vocalist Matt Honeycutt.
To know that there are some people who want to be instructed.
First and foremost, kind of the reason we are talking now, you're on tour. I guess you're going to be crossing Canada. You came up from the States earlier in support of what's going to be album number 4, Absolute. I believe that's coming out October 4th. Yep. I assume you're really excited.
Oh yeah, I'm crazy excited. And it's cool too, because the way that we did this record was there wasn't some big gap in time where, you know, you release your first single and then there's a 2-month waiting period, and then you release your next one, and then the pre-orders go up. Like, we're releasing another single tonight with a music video.
Ooh.
And then in like another week and a half releasing another, and then another week and a half releasing the album. So we tried to make it like this tour cycle that we're on right now just be like our release tour, our singles release tour, like all this stuff, pre-orders up, all that. So we're trying to really just hammer it in a really small amount of time, so that way it just kind of would come in and get out, and we start playing new stuff immediately. You know what I mean?
Right on. Do you get, just through the past and what you've noticed on this tour so far, do you get a lot of positive reaction from material that, like, coming from the new record that people haven't heard, but are you still getting a warm reception?
Oh, yeah. It's funny, because pretty much every single night of this tour, we've been like, dude, like, we got to stop playing our old stuff. Because the stuff that used to go really well, like our first two albums and stuff, It just doesn't anymore. People want to hear the stuff off the new record and the record that we put out before this one. Those are the songs that do well, which in all reality, I'm totally fine with that, because that's going to, you know, kind of extend the longevity of our band as a whole. You know, if you're a band and people just want to hear the stuff you put out in 2011, it's like, that's still cool and stuff like that, but it's like the new stuff is what's got to keep it moving. Mm-hmm. And man, we'll play the songs that came out on our first record that used to do so well. And it's a whole new generation of people coming to these shows, and they'll be like, oh, that was cool, but like, when are you going to play stuff from like 2017? And it's like, okay, let's do it then. Let's keep playing some new stuff. You know what I mean? So I'm glad that the reaction to the new stuff is overwhelmingly positive. Mm-hmm. Because like I said, all that really does is just extend the lifespan of what we're trying to do in a positive way.
Right on. It's weird how that works with hardcore, like with more mainstream rock and all that. When you hear a singer on stage going, okay, we're going to do a new song, you'll hear a pin drop.
Yeah.
You know, but with hardcore, yeah, people still go just as crazy for a song they haven't heard,
yeah,
as their favorite. It's actually really cool.
It, yeah, is cool. And it's like you said, it's kind of unique to this style of music in a lot of ways. Because
For sure. With the, okay, this is record number 2 with Rise.
Yep.
Right. Mm-hmm. And is it kind of like, with the distribution Rise has and all that, is it kind of a step up from Artery, or is it just, it's 2019, does it really matter?
I mean, here's the thing, is at the time Artery helped us with what we needed, they got us where we needed to go for the time and stuff like that. On our second record that we tried to put out with them, it was pretty rough. There was a lot of like hierarchy change in the record label. It was kind of tanking in a lot of ways, so we got slapped on the back burner and shit like that. Mm-hmm. So then once we signed to Rise, that's when things started to change. I mean, we had actual real good distribution. We had, you know, opportunities we weren't getting before, like even like going on like Warped Tour and stuff like that. Like, I'm sure that would have been possible and whatnot if we were doing it on Artery, but Rise is just allowing us to kind of knock down walls and doors that we weren't presented before. Right. So if anything, that's what gets me most excited about it.
Mm-hmm. With your sound, and I've heard the word metalcore being thrown around, and you have the traditional metalcore sound, and then, I don't know how long ago now, another type of metalcore sound came up with your Killswitch Engage and your Shadows Fall and Unearthed, and those bands are good. Mm-hmm. But I'm an old man now. I remember what metalcore was, and you guys, although you're a relatively young band, you have that metalcore sound.
Yeah.
Do you get worried? Is it guys like me using labels, or do you get worried where you're going to get lumped into?
Not really. I mean, it's one of those things. We're self-proclaimed metalcore, because I don't think you can listen to our music and not hear that it's whatever you want to say, like, you know, like hardcore influence metal or vice versa, whatever. It's like, we're not really either end. We're a mix of both. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, it's the same way too. We talk about it all the time. Like, we've tried to really kind of hone in on the bands that we enjoyed when we were coming up and really had that really classic kind of hard metalcore sound, but still try and spin it in a way that's something new and something different, that isn't just, you know, something that's already been done. Because it's really hard to kind of reinvent the wheel, especially for a style of music like this, because you kind of have to play within the parameters of what you're doing.
Sure. And,
but yeah, no, I think that people can call us what they want. We just call ourselves metalcore, because that's what I firmly believe that we are.
Oh, for sure.
But we've been called everything under the sun. We'll tour hardcore bands, and we're a metalcore band, and then we'll tour metal bands, and I call you a hardcore band. It's like, that's whatever you guys want us to be, man. I don't care. That's just what I say. You know what I mean?
Just music-wise, what do you enjoy personally?
Well, I mean, as far as like this genre of music, like my favorite, probably my top three favorites are, and these are like long-standing forever. Nothing can change this style. But like Hatebreed.
Mm-hmm.
Bury Your Dead and Throwdown. Those are my three top bands. And I love a lot of bands, like, you know, I used to love like Elijah back in the day, and Moria and Acacia Strain and all kinds of bands that were the bands that really helped me kind of develop what I wanted this band to be as far as my end of it. And all the other guys, they have a whole other spectrum of bands,
right,
that they pick from and stuff like that. But those are, for this genre of music, those are probably my top three.
Right on. Yeah, well, the bands I'm familiar with, all those. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
You're very soft-spoken. Like, just talking here. How do you make that transition from this...
You guys know where to park around here?
Not a clue, no.
Is that
going to
on a radio show?
I should leave it. I should leave it on that. Yeah, like, I get this stuff all the time.
Yeah.
Okay, wait. You're a soft-spoken young man and all that. But, you know, when you get on stage as a vocalist, you're going to get maniacal tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Is it an easy transition from one to the other?
It is, to an extent. I mean, it's one of those things, like, the way I kind of see it is this band has always been the engine to kind of propel my aggression. Like, I'm a very calm person. I'm not really very confrontational. I don't like a lot of drama or bullshit. I keep to myself 90% of the time. But this kind of allows me that outlet to talk about the shit that actually makes me mad, or to have all that aggression that I have built up throughout the day or the week. I can take it out up there, just like I encourage everyone else at the shows to do, because, you know, human beings are hyper-violent by nature. And you can't deny that. You know what I mean? It's one of those things. But it's just like anything else. You need to release that steam. You need to have something in your life that allows you to vent. And I feel like for a lot of people, I mean, that's the whole reason I started coming to these shows, was there was no other thing on this planet that gave me that kind of release, where I could have the worst week ever and then go to a show, bang it out, go crazy, and then feel like a new person. And it's, I feel like a lot of people don't really, you know, tap into the real value of kind of controlled aggression, if that makes sense. Because we all live in society now. We're all kind of boxed into this area where you got to do and think and act a certain way. And it's like, in here, you don't got to do shit. You can do whatever you want. And it taps into those kind of base instincts of a human. You know what I mean? And it's just, it can't be competed with. You know what I mean?
For sure. For sure. You were talking about you kind of touched upon what you deal with and all of that. You're from Texas.
Uh-huh.
Okay, now I don't really know exactly 100%. I've never been in Texas, but it kind of has a reputation of being a more conservative state, more right-wing, which is kind of the opposite of a hardcore band, a metalcore band, a metal band in general. Does your environment there, that I guess that helps with the creativity, especially, man, with the Trump administration?
Yeah, it definitely does. And it's one of those things, like, I totally understand why, kind of thing too. But it's like, people always, we get that a lot. They're like, oh, you're from Texas, like, you must love your guns, you must love all this stuff. It's like,
yeah,
a lot of the stereotypes are true, man. Like, we're all, I mean, the guys that were from Texas, I live in Texas, I'm a gun owner, I have, you know, a lot of points of view that I would, if they had to get lumped into one category or the other, I put myself in the middle. I don't really align with anybody, because it's, there's that, with that old proverb, it's like a left wing and the right wing still belong to the same bird.
It does.
So it's like, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
It is what it is, but I have a lot of beliefs that I feel like side more with, you know, like the leftist liberal ideals, but I also have a lot that are very conservative.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of a hard pill to swallow, because there's a lot of people that, the climate that we live in right now, if you're one or the other, you're hated by one side. You know,
right,
what I mean? And it gets really tough, because I don't feel like that's how...
I don't
feel like that's how progress is made. I feel like progress is made from taking the positives and the best from every situation and trying to mold it into something new. When people get so concerned with just, like, it has to either be right or has to be left, and it's just like... It doesn't. It is, if that's what you limit yourself to.
Right.
So it's one of those things, but there are a lot of things growing up in Texas that I didn't agree with. There's a lot of things. I mean, there's literally churches on every single corner. I live in one of the last great strongholds of Christianity, as far as, you know, Western culture, I like to believe. And stuff like that is rough. I mean, there's been a lot of growing up I had to do that maybe people in I guess, a little bit more... I don't even know how to say it. Like, I guess just different areas of the world probably didn't have to deal with. But at the same time, I value that. I love Texas with all my heart. There's no other place I'd want to die. You know what I mean? But it has its problems. And it definitely, just like every place does. And a lot of those problems, honestly, weren't really even spurred from the whole right-left mentality. It's just, you just get enough humans in one place, there's going to be problems.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And we're all trying to make a better world, but the problem is, that's all context and perspective. what's good to one person isn't going to work for another. So
sure.
It's just this constant kind of cycle, you know what I mean? But just trying to live my life.
Those are some wise words. How old are you? Sorry.
I had to take a gulp of Pepsi. Yeah. I'm 28. I'll be 29 in April. But right. I feel like I'm 40. I feel like I've been
life on the road that it does
yeah,
that to
you? I feel like I've lived twice as long as I have, to be honest with you. But it is what it is. I don't mind it, you know.
I was going to say, like, this band's been around 10 years. I feel like 10
I've,
years.
Almost, I think 11 now.
Wow. Yeah.
Started in 2008. So it's been a minute.
Yeah, I can just imagine. And the band name. what's the rhyme and reason behind that? And is there a story you want to share with that?
It's funny, because to be completely honest, me and the original bass player of this band back in 2008, right?
Mm-hmm.
We were trying to create this band. We wanted to play heavy music and stuff. And so we were sitting in my old apartment that I lived in at the time, and we had a literature book from my high school full of poems and short stories and That's all this great. Shit. And we were just flipping through it trying to say, like, oh, what sounds cool? And then we came to the poem Kublai Khan, and we're like, yo, that's crazy cool. And so that's honestly what we picked. And I tell people all the time, I'm like, we've adopted this name. We really love it. And it's one of those things. But damn it, if I could have gone back and told younger me, be like, pick something people can spell. Pick something people can say. You know what I'm saying? Don't keep thinking for a minute, because if you're only going to spend 10 minutes looking for a name, you're going to be doing this band for over 10 years. Yeah. Pick a different name. You know what I mean? But it kind of is what it is. It's a name that we've, you know, kind of latched on to and adopted. So it really is a lot of our identity. I don't think we could ever have another name.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
And it sticks out.
It does. Definitely. Yeah.
Definitely. And finally, I'll let you get on with your evening here. Say hi to someone. Anyone.
Well, I guess if I'm thinking about it, I'll say hi to my uncle back in Sherman. I know he's 86 years old. I highly doubt he listens to any podcasts. But I'm all the way in Canada, and I'm missing him today. So I figured I'd say hello to him wherever he's at. He's probably sitting on his couch petting his dog, but there's no other place that I'd want him to be. So,
if you're not tuned in to The Shining Wizards, listen to what some of our fans have to say about the show.
Hey guys, it's the Stallion, and when I'm contemplating suicide, I throw on the Shining Wizards, because nothing makes me feel better than knowing I'm not one of these four grown adults, virgin fucking marks, discussing a fake wrestling product.
Tune in live every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. East, rantemradio.com. It's the Shining Wizards, where it's wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
We're a band called Chewed Up from Boston, Mass. Thanks for coming out to this basement show. This song is for all you Red Sox fans. Next weekend, we're doing a kitchen show at Tommy's house. We're also playing a show in Sean's upstairs bathroom. Nice camo shorts, nice camo hat, nice camo vest, nice tree stand. I like the patches on your denim vest. It's as if the vest was made of patches. The government, get out of my face. Respect, roots, open-mindedness, wake up. Open your eyes. Seriously, sir, please open your eyes. Your blind swinging is very inconsiderate. Live by the code. Keep the faith. Taste the rainbow. Blah, 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 blah. Check out my traditional tattoos. My buddy Johnny over at Black Anchor 13 Bomb Black Underground 423 Tattoo Shop did them. I have lots of friends that do tattoos. I'm sick of all these poser hardcore bands in the scene. I don't want bands like The Ghost Inside ruining what it means to be hardcore. The Ghost Inside doesn't even know what hardcore is. I hate The Ghost Inside so much. Their well-written lyrics and instrumentation offend me as a musician. Internet piracy is destroying the hardcore scene. Support bands by purchasing their music. We have a new record. Go download it illegally online. It's totally cool with us, I promise. We also have CDs, 7 inches, cassette tapes, gramophone records. We also have tinfoil cylinders. Ha! 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 I used to be addicted to meth, But I stopped using once I became straight edge. I take straight edge very seriously. I'm too edge for my own good. These X's don't stand for kisses. I hate it when people claim edge and don't actually mean it. Marijuana is okay though, it's natural. This next song is a cover by a band called Trapped Under Ice.
Play Have Heart.
Who is Have Heart?
Play Black Flag.
Who is Black Flag?
Minor Threat?
I have never heard of any of these bands. This sucks.
Please not do that.
My life sucks. It's tough growing up on the streets.
You lived in a house in my cul-de-sac.
I don't even know this guy. I come from a dysfunctional family. My parents won't let me be myself. I have several daddy issues. My dad grounded me from hanging out with my friends. My dad wouldn't buy me the car I wanted for my sweet 16. I enjoy senseless combat. After the show, we're gonna go outside and beat up pedestrians. It's sickening to think that we live in a country where cops will take advantage of you. Cops refuse to get off my back. The police have no right to abuse their privileges. Police brutality is the number one cause of death worldwide. 97.5% of police officers will kill you for no reason. Billions of innocent people are killed by the police each year. Iraq, Afghanistan, Syria. I don't know anything about these places. The government is out to get you. 9/11 was planned. The Boston bombing was planned. Sandy Hook was planned. Barack Obama is a reptile. Look it up on Google. My tattoos have washed off. True hardcore is being able to get generally positive reviews from a video you've made 3 times. Blah, 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 blah. Looking for change, for something to push me far from the things. Not fun to be myself, sing it all the way. So I'm gonna live on me. There are only 3 good things you need in life: sex, beer, and pure rock.
Available now from Flat Spot Record. That is the new Hangman with One Mistake. Really, really cool stuff there. And before that, that is the new Berthold City with What Time Takes, the title track from their new record. And if Berthold City, to our hardcore listeners, if that name rings a bell, yes, that is Andrew Klein, his side project. Andrew Klein from the Mighty Strife, that is his side project. It's really cool stuff, really cool stuff. Go check that out. That is a killer record all in its own. And as we speak, I believe Kublai Khan is still on a tour right now. They are out on the road with a couple death metal bands, including the deathcore band Ingested. Now, the reason I'm kind of bringing that up is while I was at the Kublai Khan show talking to Mr. Honeycutt, Ingested were playing down the street, and all my metal friends were at that show and all that. The same night, the Propagandy was playing to a packed house as well. I just thought it was kind of interesting how it's like, how the hell is it that, you know, we're getting Kublai Khan and Ingested at different venues on the same night. Like, that was pissing me off and all that. But Mr. Honeycutt kind of explained it was a rooting situation and all that. And they caught up with them in Saskabush the next night. So I hope if you get a chance, be sure to catch Kublai Khan live. You will not be disappointed. Always a good time. Unfortunately, dude, it is that time. Really, the only thing that I don't like about Radioactive Metal is we always have that, you know, that duty where we have to mention when we lose one of our own. Of course, we extend our condolences to the Brunel family, as the former Morbid Angel, one of the original Morbid Angelers, guitarist Richard Brunel passed away, 55 years young. Yeah, that's too bad. And of course, Brunel is the early days of Morbid Angel, what, you know, people would probably consider the golden era. He was, you know, he was right in there. He was studded wristband deep in the whole Florida death metal scene and helped put it on the map. Thank you so much, sir, and our condolences, of course, go out to the Brunel family. Good news, but let's follow it up with some good news. Was it last year, the year before, we had the good fortune of having Athanar from Midnight on the show? And of course, that Midnight from Hell's Headbangers, we've played them many times. Like I said, we've had Athanar on the show and all that. Saw him live, good friend of the show and all that, okay? So it is with great woohoo, okay, that we announce Midnight has signed a worldwide deal with none other than our good buddies at Metal Blade Records. That is fantastic. Congratulations, my friend.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Expect, I believe there's already a first single out, which will be the title track from their Metal Blade Debut Rebirth by Blasphemy. They're on tour right now. Okay, but that's definitely someone, you know, that we have to get on the show once again, get Athanar's scoop on everything, signing on to Metal Blade. Finally, before we get into some tunes and introduce you to a cool indie spotlight, I want everyone to take a moment out. You're probably listening to this on your phone or on your computer, etc., etc. Go to our Facebook page. Go to the Radioactive Metal Facebook page. I provided a link from a young lady. Okay, her name is Constanza Godoy. I hope I'm pronouncing your name correctly, sweetheart. Most metalers will know Constanza. from her stage name of Tanza Speed. Some of her bands, you know, she's from the Cleveland area. She's a veteran. She's been doing this for a while. Although you wouldn't know it because, man, she is still a total smoke show, but she's still young and she looks it. And because of that, she has entered this rather unique contest. Now, of course, our listeners will remember her from such bands as Demona. She's currently in the bands Outline and Aphrodite, as well as she's the head honcho-est-ress, I don't know what you'd call it, the headmistress at Speed Clothes, which is her own line of metal-related clothing and all that. She's a fascinating person. She's really cool. And we're going to have her on the show soon enough, I'm sure. But as I mentioned, she's also a model. Okay. She is in a competition right now to become a Maxim cover girl. Are you familiar with Maxim magazine?
Yeah. It's been a while. Because I haven't read in a long time. But yeah, they're famous for being the... How would you say, like a low-grade Playboy?
Yeah, the non-nudity Playboy. Yeah. Although even Playboy doesn't even have nudity anymore, I heard.
No, they're back. Mm. Yeah, that was short-lived. That was kind of like when Coke changed their recipe. And you know, they did it, and they're like, yeah, new Coke. And everybody's like, no, this sucks. Go back to the old thing. Same thing with Playboy. It's like, what?
What? Like, we want some titties.
Yeah. Yeah. Is it that? Because, I mean, there's so many different outlets if you want to see somebody naked. It's just something like you've been nude since, what, 50-something? Like,
yeah.
What are you doing?
Like, for sure.
Change all sorts of stuff. You can't mess with the original ingredients.
That's right. Well, we're attempting to make Maxim even better. Because Constanza Tanza Speed is in a contest to become a Maxim cover girl. Okay, where basically you go into the social medias and all that and you vote. Now, I've already voted a couple times. You can do it once a day and all of that good stuff. I posted the link on our Facebook and it's on my Facebook. And what I'm going to do here... Okay, there's the link. There's 3 days left in this contest, apparently. So it's going to be after this goes live, the contest will be over. But what we are going to do on Radioactive Metal is we are going to vote for one of our own. We're going to vote live on the air for Miss Constanza Godoy to be a Maxim girl. So
here we go. Can I ask a silly question here? Because I really haven't looked at a Maxim magazine in probably 15 to 20 years.
It's been a long time for me too. Okay. I used to read it religiously every month, but
in that case, maybe you don't know the answer. But so I saw the picture you posted of Ms. Godoy. And she's beautiful. Like, she's just a beautiful woman.
Oh, definitely.
But she definitely is. Do you think that a non-metal crowd is going to find her as attractive as we do?
They will, but she's going to lose points just from that, you know, she's one of them.
Because she's got, like, the bright red hair. I'm like, mm-hmm. And I feel like I see more of that nowadays. I feel like that's becoming, you know, more accepted. I don't want to say mainstream, but I want to say, like, accepted. You know, it's okay to do it. And, I mean, she's got the tattoos, the piercings. I mean, she's a beautiful woman. And I would love to see one of our own make it.
For sure. Mm-hmm. That is why we're doing all that we can right now as I press this button right here. And there we go. Okay.
This is exciting internet. We're clicking.
Yeah. Thank you for redirecting. Please wait. Yes. Your vote for Constanza Godoy has been received. Woohoo! Yes. 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 So hopefully, horns crossed, you know, she advanced further into this competition. Go get them, Tanza, for sure, for sure. To give everyone a little bit of inspiration, how about we give some of Tanzi's recorded output. Let's go with a track from her band Outline, from the Fire Whiplash EP, available right now on Hell's Headbangers. And let's go with the first single from that, Lady Teaser.
Yeah.
That is the title track from the new record from Chili's Slot Bath, available now on Hell's Headbangers Records with All Chemical Warfare. That is some wicked, wicked old school stuff there too. Myself, that band also came to my attention recently from Reaper's Hellcast podcast. Right on, right on. Going to do something a little bit different with tonight's Indie Spotlight.
We're always on the lookout for fresh new talent. Check out this Indie Spotlight.
A majority of the bands that we get across our desk to play on the Indie Spotlight, you know, are like metal bands, thrash bands, death bands, even straight up traditional metal bands, you know, that are doing their indie albums. We hear about them through PR and all that. We're doing something a little bit different here. Finland's Disapprove, okay, are kind of doing things a little bit different than how we normally do things for this segment. Disapprove, okay, and this is going to be really apparent with the band name, but they are a really cool D-beat band out of Finland. And by that, basically, I mean this band worships Discharge. Yeah, like that kind of bugs me. You have all these D bands, all these diss bands and all that, and you can really hear the Discharge worship, but at the end of the day, it's just really cool tunes. And Disapprove recently put out their latest EP, their latest 7-inch EP, Not My World. So I'm thinking it's time to feature Disapprove just for something a little bit different in tonight's Indie Spotlight. So without further ado, this is Finland's Disapprove. Go on to Bandcamp, disapprovedbeat.bandcamp.com. Get yourself some really cool Swedish D-beat music. It's good for the soul, my man. It's good for the soul. Well, thank you so much. Tonight was absolutely fantastic. Doing things a little bit different. Getting my weekend or my week off to a great start.
How can a hell of a Monday, man.
This is the way to do the Monday.
So it is. People can reach us on the interwebernets at radioactivemetal.org. Go there. It's going to redirect you to our podcast page. You can get all the latest episodes. Check everything out there. Find us on the various podcast aggregators. That's a fancy word to be like places that host podcasts. iTunes is where I subscribe. You can also get us in the Google Play Store as well as Stitcher and some other places.
Wherever there's podcasts, we are there.
Exactly. Check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/radioactivemetal, at radmetal666 for both Twitter and Instagram. Pretty exciting. Mm-hmm. As well as don't forget to give our sponsor, True Cult Coffee, some love. TRVEKVLTCoffee.com. Support them because they are metal to the core. And they will have some pop-up coffee bars starting up again here in the month of October. Because, again, that's when it gets chilly and that's when you want coffee. Mm-hmm. And, of course, you can also hear us first every week, Thursday nights, PureRockRadio.net. Check out PureRockRadio.net for the schedule because I can't remember what time zone they're in, but it doesn't always shift, and I always have
Thursday
to check
evening.
To see what it is.
It's
but I Thursday. Do know this base out of Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, which is mm-hmm. probably my favorite ever city-province combination to say. Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. And, of course, last but not least, you've heard them in this show already. You've heard some rather wonderful recordings and plugs for this show. The Shining Wizards Network, shiningwizardsnetwork.com, is a wrestling host of podcasts. To kayfabe a little bit. Am I using that right?
You are.
That is, I'm sorry, I'm like breaking my own character. I'm forgetting my own joke. But, ShiningWizards.com. Check them out because we're part of that network. It's got lifestyle podcasts, wrestling podcasts, music podcasts like Radioactive Metal. And it's a, I was going to say headbanging good time, but I need like some sort of good wrestling thing to say. Like a pile driving good time.
I was just about to say that, dude. It's a pile driving good time.
Or an arm barring good time.
There we go.
A figure four leg locking good time.
It's an Irish whipping good time. Oh, there we go.
You know what? I feel like we need some British Bulldogs. And Kamala.
Well, I hate to break this to you about the Bulldogs, dude. But and as well, your cool Uncle Snowy is still an old schooler at heart. What I would like to do is to hear from all of you in a kind of a different way than the norm these days. Of course, I remember the good old days of the pen banger section in the back of Metal Forces magazine, the pen pal section in Metal Maniacs as well. And we used to communicate back then, especially during the old demo trading days as well. As metalheads in the underground, we used to get a hold of one another, communicate with one another through good old-fashioned snail mail. There was nothing more exciting, dude, than when you got home from school, you know, and you saw that, you know, that postage from the other side of the world, and you knew, you know, that your buddy from England was sending you a letter, or there was a cool demo tape in there for your fanzine and all that. Like, it was always a good time. So I want to kind of keep that. I want to keep that going. I want to hear from you in that old fashioned way. Go and contact me, get some information from me through Facebook, and let's communicate that way. I would really, really appreciate that.
So hang on here. I was thinking about something as you were talking about this, because one, every time you say pen banger, I think it's something sexual. two, I started thinking about this. So the rise of picture messaging, you know, in the like early 2000s, you know, 2003 or 2004, somewhere there, is what kind of gave way to sexting and sending dick pics, right? Like, you could, you know, you had a camera on your phone, you could quickly snap a picture of whatever body part you wanted to and send it to whoever you wanted to. Uh-huh. And I don't know why this never occurred to me before, but do you think that people were sending dick pics via snail mail?
I probably the old Polaroid camera.
Right. Right.
I certainly never got anyone's nudes.
I mean,
the hell?
So there we go. So send Snow your nudes via Polaroid, via snail mail. But like, seriously, like I never even thought of that. Like, it was
no. It wasn't a thing back then. No. And trust me, if I was communicating with Joe Bench from Bolt Thrower, maybe that's something I wouldn't have mind of gotten.
See?
I don't know. I don't know.
Who knows?
Yeah.
So there's still time. So send Snowy a dick pic via Polaroid, via snail mail, and that'll be a hell of a conversation for us to have on the show. One last thing before we go here. Snowy, I found this post on Facebook, and I posted you in it. A friend of mine from high school, she is a few years older than me, I think, and even her brother, who was a couple years older than me, but very, very metal. Like, I remember her from high school. Like, she was my image of metal, her and her boyfriend, Ace, at the time. And she posted this picture. It says, "What's up with gods holding their right hand up?" So there's a picture of Jesus with his right hand up. There's a picture of Buddha, it looks like, with his right hand up. And there's some other god. It's possibly an Asian god with his hand up. Or maybe that one's Buddha. Maybe the other one's like with the Indian god. But and then the final one is Lemmy giving the finger with his right hand. So, and that is how we're going to close the first episode you'll hear for the month of October. That's setting the tone right there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So in the meantime and in between time, no, let's see, what are we going to go out on? Hey, you know what? Let's drop the title track from the new Spirit Adrift record. I know everyone has heard that name. The hype is real with them. So we'll go out on that. And of course, you know, hopefully you are doing your own 31 horror movie challenge this month as well. In the meantime and in between time, that's it. This has been a Kanye episode of Radioactive Metal. I'm Snowy White.
This is Aaron. And dear listeners, make sure that when you drink your cup of True Cult coffee, you, for the entire month of October, are burning through the witches, slamming through the ditches, slamming in the back of the Dragula.
Signing off.